Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down by two.
What is going on? It's another episode of the Down by Two podcast, Orlando edition, brought to you by Cryer Media. Visit Cryer.co at all for all things DB2 and sports related content, and of course by our sponsors over at Indestructible. Visit Indestructible online. Use promo code DOWNBY2 for 15% off your next order. And by Yup Beer, but we're not drinking any Yup Beers down here. It's
not available down here.
A whole lot of Michelobs and other shitty American beer. What's going on? It's your host, Josh Elijah Birdman, and our special guest reporter, Bradley Aldworth. Braddy the Baddy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well here down in the Sunshine State.
Yeah, loving it.
It's been quite a trip as we're down here doing our first coverage with the Orlando Magic, as we got exclusive access to be able to catch everything behind the scenes when it came to the Chicago Bulls and Orlando Magic game that we were able to cover this weekend. And first thoughts, Jesse, what was your experience with everything?
Just walking into the arena, it's just so much different from back home, Scotiabank Arena. The layout, I mean, it's a arena built for basketball, right? It's the only pro sports team in Orlando. Just the like look of it, the way the seats are laid out, everything about it is just like so much different. It really puts you into the game a little more, and it's like more immersive, I found. So it was really cool to see that. It's just like, just get a different perspective on another fan base, what they get to experience, right?
I mean, we were talking about that too, where it's just like, it was just an overall different feeling as soon as you walk in from the, you know, even just being greeted by our boy Lewis and shout out Lewis, he's
the man,
our guy, man. And like, just overall, like the Orlando Magic, like I feel like their fan base is a little bit more engaged as well.
Oh, yeah.
The whole experience was more engaging. Like, how would you compare that to maybe, you know, seeing a Toronto Raptors game or, you know, just overall Toronto fans?
Brad, you want to take this one?
Sure. You know, Orlando was definitely into the game. I think Toronto sports in general, sometimes when you go to see it live, there's a serious mix in that building of business, meetings going on,
right,
in the Platinums, and I you just didn't feel it at this game. It was incredible. I mean, I think that also speaks to the culture of the team down in Orlando right now. It's a bunch of dogs. They got a good team. Coming into Orlando is a difficult game for anyone coming in, and I think that when the boys on the court are playing with that intensity, it really carries over to the crowd, and they just want to see a dogfight every night, and it's what they're getting. So,
I mean, we were able to capture some of that with the interviews that we did after the game as well, and you totally see that there is a buy-in with this Orlando squad. And like, sure, it's headlined by like Franz Wagner, who absolutely fucking exploded yesterday, scoring his third 30-point game in the last four games, which is, he's been on a bit of a heater. But you know, obviously new all-star Paulo Banchero and all of the other role players. You have Jonathan Isaac playing insane defense. We got to talk to Cole Anthony as well and Coach Mosley. There seems to be more of a buy-in with this squad as opposed to a squad like the Chicago Bulls, where it's just like their identity. It's like, do they tank or do they just kind of stand pat? They obviously stood pat at the deadline. But what do you notice with the chemistry that you see with this Orlando squad?
I was going to say, like, even just the difference of the post-game presser, right? The Chicago Bulls post-game presser was like, mind you, they lost, but it's just such a more like serious tone,
yeah,
kind of like down vibes, if that makes sense. Whereas like the Magic just seem like they're having fun and they're just they're out there playing for each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just a huge difference in like energy and tone with those press conferences, and even like the pregame presser, right? Like,
right.
the coach still had that same mentality going mm-hmm. into the game, right? So I don't think it's necessarily we won the game, so we're kind of excited. That just seems to be like a team buy-in with this, like, you know, stay positive, we're young, we're learning, and like yeah. anything we experience along the way is a positive, right? Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, we were actually talking about this too, speaking of that, with the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls obviously are playing well on the road right now, and as you mentioned, you know, that's why we took them at +4.5. It would have hit if it didn't go into overtime. If it didn't go into overtime,
yeah.
But I mean, like, but they've been playing really well on the road, and that has been the case since Zach LaVine has been injured and out for the rest of the season. Do you think that, you know, Zach LaVine being out is actually attributed to the Bulls' improved play over the last little bit?
Kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
It does.
Like, I don't know, they're like sharing the ball a little more, getting more open looks. Like, it's kind of weird to see, because like you look at him as like the best player on the team, arguably, right? So mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe his time is up there, and like, you know, they're just waiting for him to get healthy so they can dish him out. Like,
yeah, it's a spooky contract though, isn't it?
It is. Like, that's a questionable one to take on for another team, right? So it's going to be tricky. Like, I mean, maybe you have to attach draft capital to it. I don't know. That's not ideal, but
yeah. I mean, the Lakers are known to pick up shitty contracts like that too. So hey, I mean, like, maybe yeah. that's a direction it could head in. How about Orlando, just in general? I mean, look around you. This is I mean, we got quite the setup here. It's been amazing. The locals have really treated us well. What are your overall thoughts on the city? Because we're going to be coming back and doing a lot more of this.
I'm loving it.
It's fucking awesome, isn't
shout
it?
Shout out to our girl Mandy at the Motorworks Brewing.
Yeah.
It was kind of our first stop. I just got to speak to that.
Yeah.
It was kind of our first stop yesterday when we touched down pretty early in the day, knowing it was going to be a long one. Got to the hotel, and that was one of the first spots. We just wanted to check around the hotel, and we ended up at the brewery, and she took Josh's phone and put about 12 or 13 bars in there that we need to check out.
Which I didn't know that you could save, like, lists.
In
Google Maps.
Yeah, so she was a wizard with Google Maps. She set us up real nice, and we ended up following through, hitting up some of those places last night after the game. It was an electric downtown feel after the game. The streets were full, the bars were packed. We had a good time. I accidentally ordered 9 tacos. Confusing. Yeah. All the tacos here you buy through a machine. I don't know what's going on with that, but
they're just credit card machines, but for tacos.
But for tacos, which I'm into. We need to bring that up north.
Yeah,
but no, overall vibes. I mean, we got beautiful weather down here. It's been a time.
And we, I mean, there's all around, like, it seems like, obviously, when the Orlando Magic are playing well, the city is alive, and you can totally see that within the games and whatnot. Moving forward, though, what are some of the highlights that we're looking forward to with some of our extended coverage that we're doing with the Orlando Magic?
Just getting to know the players, getting to know the coaches.
Yeah.
You know, just being involved on that, you know, personal level, I think is going to be huge. And, like, you know, hopefully they get to know us. Like, you know, we mm-hmm. we have a lot to bring to the table too, right? And a lot of personality, and it's nice to get to know people under the surface level, like, from, you know, beyond what you see on TV, right? Because, like, for the most part, all that's pretty much scripted, and, you know, they're trained well. So it'd be nice to get to know some of these guys, like.
Well, that's the thing, is that you look at, like, Coach Mosley after the, like with the pregame presser as well, and he, you know, just kind of jumped into the crowd and started talking to some of the regulars with the media.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's something, you know, being able to build that sort of relationship, and this is something that, you know, for years to come, we're really excited to be able to come down and cover this squad. They are going to be set up for the future. They got a bunch of great, amazing young pieces to be able to build on as they're now pushing towards maybe a play-in tournament berth, or maybe even capturing a 6th or 5th seed. So the fact that they didn't make any moves at the deadline show me that they are confident within their squad, and they're looking to be able to build on that and develop some of those young players, like when it comes to, you know, Anthony Blacks and you know, Jonathan Isaac, who hasn't been active over the last couple of years. So it's good to see some of these players get mixed into the mix as well. But Cole Anthony, another player as well. I mean, when you have a point guard that comes off the bench and is able to give you double-digit rebounds, like, that's pretty crazy. But
yeah, and you to just touch on the confidence, I mean, and that's what you were saying earlier when we went to the pregame with Coach Mosley. It was all about confidence. It was about taking things in stride, and that was before the game. He knew that this was going to be another fight here in Orlando. This is the third game of them of theirs this season, third matchup, and they've all been close ones. Last night going to overtime only speaks testament to that. And then in the post game, you know, he spoke on how the game is a game of runs. Basketball is a game of runs. And yeah, they gave up 36 points in the third quarter. But it was the confidence that they have as a squad to make a few personnel changes going into the fourth quarter and stifle them to 11 points to end that run at the end of the third quarter, get a few points on the board, and inevitably end up pushing the game to overtime, taking the game back into their possession, and having the confidence to go ahead with the personnel they had on the floor in the fourth. And tie things up in overtime. So they have a lot of confidence in their team, and you can see it with Cole Anthony's words that he spoke on all of the players that are surrounding him on the floor, as well as Wagner. It was pretty amazing, actually.
All around incredible effort from the team to be able to pull out that victory. But enough about us talking. Why don't we swing it over to some of the coverage that we had? We have interviews with Coach Mosley and Cole Anthony, Franz Wagner as well. So here's an inside look at the Orlando Magic as they took on the Chicago Bulls this weekend.
Perfect. Here we are. We've made it. It's the Kia Center live here with Down by Two, Cryer Media,
we're here.
Birdman.
We're here, baby.
We are here. This is, honestly, it's been an amazing experience. Our first media coverage here with the Orlando Magic. A shout out to Lewis, who's been taking care of us as well, showing us all around the place. We're going to give you a behind the scenes look on the Kia Center. First of all, this is just a beautiful barn that got here.
Incredible. This is a place built for basketball.
Right? Specifically for basketball, as this is the only professional team in town. And so they've really built this to be conducive for the Orlando Magic. And you can totally tell the difference between this and a multi-purpose facility like ACC, Scotiabank Arena.
The shape's different. The seating layout is way different. There's so many more angles to view the game. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's you know, just nothing but amazing you know, coverage that we're able to bring here behind the scenes. We're sitting down with coaches, players, locker room exposure that we have, sitting down doing interviews with some of the players that we'll be bringing to you after the game. But this is just the beginning right now. This is you know, a lot more to be able to come down the road. But looking forward to tonight's game. We have the Chicago Bulls in town versus the Orlando Magic, a team that the Magic have taken care of over the last couple matchups.
Yeah, they're fully healthy, right? So
fully healthy now.
I mean, look for them to neutralize Vucevic, who is a former player. They're going to have a full game plan for him. I mean, Chicago doesn't really have that height. They don't have that length. And I mean, Orlando's full of it.
When you have Vucevic, you have a center that's going to be able to space the floor. Obviously, he's facing his old squad here. So it's a different type of center that they're going to be, they're going to have to look at for him to space the floor along the perimeter. A lot of opportunities for him to be able to pass the ball as well.
Yeah.
So it's something that, you know, the Magic haven't, you know, they're very, very used to facing players like Vucevic, obviously, with him coming from here before. But DeMar DeRozan as well, such an explosive player.
Oh, man.
I mean, we've seen it.
We know him too well.
Know him too well. It's going to be quite a matchup for Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. You can expect them to be switching on and off when it comes to DeRozan as well. But on the defensive side of things, if Caruso is healthy, he's still a game-time decision. He's going to be providing a lot of matchup nightmares for some of these Magic players as well.
Oh, absolutely. He's a game-changer, man. And any team that's looking to make a playoff push, you want that guy on your team.
It's crazy that the Chicago Bulls decided to stand pat at the deadline. We obviously are going to be talking about that a whole lot more as well. But when it comes to, you know, both of these teams, the Orlando Magic obviously as well, deciding not to make any moves at the playoff or make them any moves at the trade deadline. Makes sense. Makes sense as they do have a young core to be able to build on.
Yeah, they want to grow. Let's see what these guys can do.
With a team that, you know, has, with the Chicago Bulls not being able to make much happen year in, year out, kind of being stuck at that play-in tournament berth.
Not a place you want to be.
it was a time that they needed to be able to tear down their roster and be able to make some moves, be able to sell high on the player like Caruso as well, yeah. And that's something that they just didn't do.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, but here we are.
They should have done that. They should have done that like what the Raptors did. They should have done that last year, even like what the Raptors did.
They're a couple years too late.
So, yeah. Anyways, these are two teams that are kind of within the same playoff or same play-in tournament realm as well. So both this game really does matter a lot going into this break as the All-Star game is just a few days away. But here we have it, the Chicago Bulls, Orlando Magic. We're going to be bringing you all the inside coverage, so stay tuned.
Coach, you know, ball security is obviously a point of emphasis every night, but when you're playing against a team like them, who's, you know, caused a lot of deflections, scores a lot of points off turnovers, just how important is it to maintain control of the rock today?
I mean, it's huge. The possession battle is big in this game. You know, the one that they create turnovers, also the offensive rebounding, so we got to make sure we're doing a good job keeping them off the glass.
What do you remember about those two November games in Chicago, and what do you think has changed about the Bulls since then?
I mean, they have a different lineup. Kobe White is playing incredible basketball right now. There's times that they put the two bigs out there probably for about 20 minutes per game. So our ability to combat that, but again, it's being able to hold ourselves to our standard of style of play. They were close games, obviously both of them, understanding they came down to the wire in different situations in each one of them and how we got to that point. But I think just being able to have these guys learn from that experience and our guys remember that one was an in-season tournament game, the other was not. One was on a back-to-back. So our ability to fight and continue to play the right way is, you know, is what we're looking forward to doing.
Teams had kind of the same lineup, the same rotations for the last maybe couple of weeks, week and a half. How important has it been to have those groups kind of settled, and you feel like they're starting to settle in and regain some of the rhythm maybe that earlier in there?
Well, what I like most is, you know, last game was, you know, our ability to take on the challenge of starting out the right way. You know, obviously that road trip wasn't, you know, starting the right way. The big area of concentration, and so, you know, our guys took on the challenge of that, which we like to see. And as this lineup continued to stay together, being able to see how they continue to gel, how the continuity continues to grow, how they continue to communicate with each other, is going to be a continued key.
Coach, you guys are 6-0 when Fran scores 30 or more, 10-3 when he scores 25 or more. Those three losses have only been by an average of 5 points. Seems like when Franz is aggressive and looking to score, this team is successful. Is that a point of emphasis for you guys moving forward?
Keep that going. Small sample size or a big sample size?
Relatively large.
Then I think we should go with that.
Jamal, good to see you.
Hey,
so I've got a question. You've coached against DeMar 1,000 times. He's going to the foul. Oh, yes. So he's shot 38 free throws the last three games. And because the head and shoulder fake, the double pump, the triple pump. So how do you go about coaching that when you talk to your team?
Fight your instincts. Fight your instincts to jump. When he lifts his head, lifts the ball in the air, fight your instincts. Make him have to take tough, contested twos. And that's what he does well. I mean, if someone has figured out a solution, it's, you know, we haven't seen it much. Because he's done it for so many years, and I think you just have to fight that natural instinct to reach for the basketball when he swipes it low, and you got to stay down when he lifts his head and goes for that pump fake. You just got to be the last person off the ground, and this is why it makes him so tough to guard.
Picking back up on that point when you were talking about, you know, everybody gelling, getting everybody back now. We've had a handful of games where we've seen the starters for 5-6 games now consecutively get back out there. Just how pleased really are you with the team's chemistry and continuity just really getting back into form after dealing with all of these injuries?
Well, I think the communication has been big. You know, their ability to take ownership and responsibility for how they need to continue to play, what they need to do, the sets we need to run, the defensive, following the game plan. They're growing in that area so much, and that's what's, you know, great for our coaches to see on a regular basis.
Hey, Coach, what have you seen from Ben Carroll from his rookie season to his current All-Star season? Like, how would you assess his progress?
Just growth, a lot of growth, maturity in what we were just talking about, his level of communication with his teammates, his willingness to pass and share and find the right decision each time he has the basketball in his hands. His confidence level has grown just in knowing what he's capable of doing, embracing big moments, embracing challenges. But just, again, it always falls back on what we've said from the moment that we drafted him. He's a winner, and he's going to find ways to win, whatever that looks like, whatever role he needs to play in any given moment, whether that's taking the big shot or passing the basketball to one of his teammates because they double-teamed him. We saw that the moment we saw him in summer league. He did the exact same thing. So who he has been consistent.
Coach, you got 3 games before the break here. How are you changing some of your tactics in order to keep these guys a little bit more locked in? And how much are you looking forward to for the break, just as you're coaching and just getting a small break away from the day in, day out?
I think you just have to look at it, and we've said it before, one game at a time. You know, like you said, there is 3 games before the break, all 3 home games. And the message to the guys is one game at a time and take care of home. And that pretty much will sum it all up.
Anything else? All right, thank you, Coach Mose.
Thank you, guys.
Lock in defensively, you know, in the fourth quarter, and find a way to come out with the victory.
Yeah, man, we have such a talented group, and, you know, we have such a will in the defensive end to just go over and just not let that person in front of us, you know, score, whatever it is, make a play. It's such a pride in that defensive end, and I think that really showed down the stretch tonight.
It has been a minute since we've talked to you about this. Just for you to stick with that, stick with this, and contribute overtime with 4 points and rebounds tonight, just where does that resiliency come from for you?
Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of therapy, man. A lot of therapy. I mean, that time in that gym, just for me, I just, you know, had to re-lock in, had to kind of just take a step back, reassess kind of my goals and what I wanted to do. So, I had to go be in that gym, just be consistent with that, stick to a plan. And it's allowed me to kind of get to this point. And I have such a supportive team, supportive coaches, supportive organization. And so I was just so happy that I was able to be out there and contribute for this one.
What does it say about this team that they had faith in you to close this game out? They had faith in you and I like Gogo, and you played very much to close this game out and then pick up the ball.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's just, I don't even know. We just got such a special group, man, and it's so much just love, support for each of the man next to each other on this team, whether it's coaching staff, whether it's players, front office, whatever it is. Just everyone's just, it's just a super tight knit group, and it's just there's trust, and everyone sees how hard the person next to them works, and so. You know, you see that every day, you just that trust is built.
You know Goga are close with it. What did it mean for you and really for the whole team to see Goga step up in those moments and make some of the big plays that he made?
Man, I'm so hyped Goga was able to get out there and do what he does best. You know, he's a true professional, someone who just comes in and works hard every day. He got jokes. I don't remember what happened, I don't know if it was overtime or whatever it was where I think he did something. Might have been after the handle. We just dabbing each other up. But man, big shout out to Goga. He just, he's proven that he belongs out in that quarter. You know, whether it's early in the season, whether it's his time before we played in Orlando, you know, he just had to, you know, wait for his opportunity. And his opportunity came tonight, and he was ready to go. That's all he can do, just stay ready.
Colt, was there a moment during the game where that confidence kind of took a second gear and you kind of started feeling yourself a little bit?
I don't know if it was any specific moment. I mean, maybe I had a little turnaround jump shot in the third quarter. I think maybe fourth quarter, I don't really remember, but at that point. But, you know, just had to get that engine revving again. It's going to be a
V12. Cool, you have a lot of guys who take pride in defense, as you mentioned, but Jonathan Isaac, just how special does he continue to be on that end of the floor?
Yeah, we got a defensive belt. We started giving out to the team, and like the last couple games, we haven't even done it just because it's just going to stay in the locker. Like, there's probably maybe 2 guys or 3 guys on this team who would give a run for his money in Jalen Gary and Nick Rundell. It ain't going. I told him, I think, earlier this week, I said, you're the best defender I've ever seen in my life. I told him that. And I'm like, you know, you're lucky we're not on separate teams. I mean, you're lucky we're on the same team. I would be your magic nightmare, but he's just, it's incredible. I don't want to take away from what he does. Like, he's literally like 1 through 5, moves his feet, guards the post, anticipates, got a quick twitch, like just the most versatile, just a defender I've literally ever seen.
Cole, the rebounds, for a guard to come off the bench with double-digit rebounds, what's the secret to that?
Man, for me, I'm pretty decent athletically. I think I can jump pretty high, and then for me, I felt like I got a knack for just kind of, tracking where the ball's going to be. Just trying to, I'm not the biggest guy out there, not the tallest, not the most athletic, but like for me, I'm like, all right, I see how the shot's going up. Let me try to predict where the ball's going to go off the rim, and just try to track the ball. And that's part of defense. I get that rebound. They don't get another opportunity to score. We're going back the other way.
Cole, big back-to-back coming up, and then obviously heading into the break. What's the mentality heading into this week?
Man, I think we really want to lock in these last two. It's easy to kind of look over these last two, and it's two more games, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to look over these last two and, look forward to the break, time off, blah, blah, blah. But, we want to go into this break with a good feeling. If we can go get these two wins, OKC and
New York.
In New York, those are two teams at the top of the league right now. Like, if we were to go, that's a great feeling, going into the break, beating two of the top teams in the NBA. So I think for us, I think we really want to key in on those two teams, take it one game at a time, and prepare as best as we can, and be ready to give those teams a battle. And then we can talk about going to the break, having fun, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you. Sure.
Franz, obviously every game has its share of challenges, but how much do you like your group's ability in the fourth quarter to lock in, especially defensively, and come away with the win tonight over time?
Yeah, huge win for us. I think it said a lot about our team, the way the game was going, and we somehow found a way to win the game. You've been down the whole game. Somehow found a good lead in the fourth, and then went into overtime, started overtime really well. And yeah, I think like you said, like defensively, I think we second half in overtime, we played a lot more physical, got a lot of stops. And I think when that happens, we just have a better vibe about our team, better rhythm offensively. And then I think we better work on turnovers, not throwing the ball away so much. Let's make it a little harder on ourselves, give the other team easy opportunities, but huge win for us.
How physical was this game tonight for you?
Yeah, very physical. They do a great job not having a lot of people in the paint, making it tough. You really got to move the ball and move bodies to get good looks. And super physical game, super intense game, and it went to overtime. So I'm going to definitely enjoy a Super Bowl tomorrow. Not too much. Yeah.
14 points in the fourth quarter kind of helped key that the comeback to get the game to overtime. What were you seeing out there to kind of spark you and help spark the rest of the team?
I think I had a couple solid looks off of pick and roll, and then after that, I just tried to make the right play, and then they would be a little more aggressive. But I think in general, we did a good job of moving the ball and just finding different stuff that we liked out there. And that's what it is when in these tight games, where both teams kind of know what the other team wants to do. Just got to find one or two things. I think we did a pretty solid job with that tonight.
Franz, a few weeks ago, you were on JJ Redick's podcast and you talked about decelerations, getting more shots close to the rim. Tonight you took only three-pointers and only layups in the paint and 10 free throws. Can you talk about your continued growth as a scorer and just some of those things that you're seeing out there?
Yeah, I think I try to listen when analytics people talk to us. Always helps when you make shots, obviously, and then they got to react to that a little bit. But my shot's been feeling really good. And, when I get into the paint, a lot of eyes on me, so I gotta continue to get better. I find open people and making plays from there, and
Franz, when you play in those lineups with, especially with Jonathan and with either Wendell or Gogo or even Mo, it's you have four of the five tallest players on the court. So how much do you emphasize size as a team?
I think it's a huge advantage for us. When you look at our roster, even at the guard position, we're the tall guards, and we got to continue to find ways to exploit that. And like I said, I think it's an advantage. I think defensively, it's obviously a little bit more obvious, but we got to continue to find ways where we make that an advantage on offense as well. And, DJ had a great job, especially now over time, being a lot of key offensive rebounds. And, that's exactly that. I think that's where, I don't know where we exactly rank in terms of points in the paint, but I think we're pretty high up in the league, and that definitely helps.
I think this is your third 30-point game since coming back from the injury, and I think all your shooting percentages are up from since that time too. What's the rhythm that you feel that you're in, or what's maybe feeling differently about you since coming back from the injury?
I think I'm having a good rhythm. Just try to play good basketball. Obviously, just try to see what's out there and see what the defense is doing, what I can do to help my team win. And I think a lot of different things are coming together. Stuff that at the start of the season, some easy ones went fine for me. If you continue to work at some point, that stuff's going to work out. So I'm just going to continue with the process and stay with it.
There you have it. Final score, 114 for Orlando, 108 for Chicago. Because it goes into overtime, your under didn't hit, nor did the plus 4.5 hit. But that's fine. We still got the Nikola Vucevic rebounds on that as well. Just another great experience down in Orlando. Can't wait to come back and do more. Next coming up is the Toronto Raptors on March 17th, which is going to be a crazy experience for us being from Toronto. And being able to talk to Coach Darko. And
so excited for that one.
Oh, man, it's going to be insane. And you know what I'm also stoked for is to revisit the swag shop as
Oh, man.
I got to say, like, that blows the Raptors swag shop out of the fucking water.
Oh, it's incredible. Like, they even have, like, really cool collaborations, like the shirt you got.
Right.
Duven, I'm not sure who that is or what company that is, but Duven
Design
Company.
Yeah.
They had the sickest shirts I've seen in a long time, and it's like an official collaboration with the franchise.
They
you know,
sick
you don't really see
Lululemon
that
stuff too. Like,
yeah.
It was
got the jersey. I got the Banchero 35th anniversary jersey.
Oh man,
so sick.
That's so sick. Well, I mean, for next up for us, we're about to watch the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers go downtown onto the strip, drink about 20 beer each.
Oh, yeah.
Picks for the game? We all rolling Chiefs?
Oh, I took Chiefs money line. Yeah.
Yeah, I took Chiefs plus 5.5. I think it'll be a close game through, but I think that they have the playoff prowess to settle this one down and take
right.
it.
Yeah.
I mean, I for anytime touchdowns, I'm liking Isaiah Pacheco. I'm liking Travis Kelce. I like two Christian McCaffrey touchdowns, too. I think it's going to be a close game. Final prediction, 24-21 for the Kansas
Ooh.
City Chiefs. I threw $5 on that. If that final score prediction actually hits, it's a $400 payout. So
nice.
Ride with me or don't. You know, if I can do the opposite. We're usually
we
wrong.
Say.
We're
ride
usually wrong on this show.
Or don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
or don't.
It really doesn't matter.
It's your life. You make your own decisions. But for Josh Elijah, Brad Aldworth,
Jesse
McKay. It's fucking boiling out here, boys.
Yeah.
You going for a dip?
Let's do it.
Let's go for a dip. All right.
Turks off.
Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, the Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundel from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.